Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents D&D, Caught Up in His Love, by Tay Monet. Narrated by Wesley Chavon and Leon Nixon. Luna Star Hansen. I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Hey! Sassy, moody, nasty! I yelled, bending over and shaking my ass to Megan's hit song, Savage. I was on the small platform in front of the DJ booth where my best friend, Joelle, was currently spinning. With my hands on my knees, I bounced up and down, causing my ass to clap through the thin romper I was currently in. The partygoers were all cheering and yelling, making me smile wider. Lifting up, I turned and started to do the challenge dance that went viral when the chorus came back on. Bright lights from people's phones were on me, and I blew the crowd a kiss. Y'all having a good time tonight? I lifted the microphone and brought it to my mouth. Everyone started yelling, causing a certain rush to shoot through me. Taking my phone out, I went to Instagram and went live on my page. IG was fucking popping. I turned to the front camera and shifted so my back was to the crowd. The people behind me were all trying to be seen, waving and cheering in the background. My eyes went to the numbers, and just like I expected, my views started shooting up. I hope y'all enjoying y'all Friday night. I know we're having a good time. Y'all agree? I asked into the mic. Everyone started yelling again. I had made my name as a popular Instagram model and club host a few years ago. Most people didn't consider what I did a real job, but my bills were paid. I got to party, I did sponsorships, and I have a huge following of people who wanted to interact with me. So even though it wasn't ideal for a lot of people, I loved it. If you're not at Exotic, then you're missing out. We about to turn this bitch up. Comments were filling my life, but I wasn't really paying attention. I ended the live just as quickly as I started it, then set my phone on the DJ booth so Joelle could keep an eye on it. Exotic, how y'all feeling tonight? Y'all having a good time? DJ Joey lit as fuck, right? I glanced over my shoulder and winked at my best friend. I loved when we were working together at the same club. She had a residency here at Exotic and one other popular nightclub too. I host at different clubs around the city, so we didn't always get to work together. But tonight was one of those rare nights. I spoke a little longer to the crowd before turning the mic off and walking up the small stairs so I was next to Joelle. I'm thirsty as hell, I complained, grabbing my water bottle. They loving you out there, though, she laughed, turning to face me. I nodded in agreement. Lowering my water bottle, I took my dreads out of the ponytail they were currently in. Leaning forward, I brought them to the top of my head so I could put them in a high bun. My neck was hot, and I was tired of them sitting on it. My eyes roamed the crowd. Tonight had a pretty good turnout. I had been promoting tonight for a couple of weeks on my IG, so I wasn't shocked there was a good turnout. That, along with Exotic already being a popular club, I was sure it was almost at capacity. I squinted my eyes when I noticed the bottles girls heading over to the VIP section. It was a group of niggas in the section all popping bottles and seemed to be having a good time. Look at my lips. I smirked and shook my head. Who's in the VIP? I asked Joelle. She set her headphones on her neck and looked over. Shit, I don't know. They didn't ask any special shout out. She shrugged and nodded. Shrugging along with her, I went back to what I was paid here to do. The night went on and the energy in the crowd continued. One thing I loved about what I did was that I was like a local celebrity, so I always got showed a lot of love in the city. There were times I traveled for some club appearances, but I always preferred to be in my hometown. Make sure you tag me in any pictures from tonight. Bad Babe Lou on IG. Thanks for fucking with me tonight. Y'all enjoy the rest of your night. I waved to the crowd and bent down to take a few more pictures before retiring for the night. It was about an hour left until the club ended, but I never stayed till the end because that's when the ignorant shit always started. I learned my lesson. You leaving? Joey asked me after speaking to the crowd. Nah, I'm about to go to the bathroom, then the bar. I had been taking shots all night, and they were finally catching up to my bladder. I looked over at Steve. The bouncer, the club owner, made sure to stay at my side for the night and nodded my head over. He got the hint and followed behind me. Steve made a way for me to get through the tight crowd of people. I smiled and waved, even stopped and took a few more pictures.
Hey, Luna, you mind going to show your face in VIP real quick?
The club owner stopped me when I was on my way to the bar after using the bathroom.
I know you're done for the night, but one of them requested to speak with you.
I looked over where the VIP was and sighed before nodding, redirecting my route to the main VIP section. I put on a wide smile, stepping up the two stairs. What's up, y'all? I spoke, making myself known. The music was loud, but a few of them seemed to notice me. I stepped further into the section, and by that time, everyone's eyes were on me. What's the occasion? Boys' night out? I smirked while looking around. Noticing a bottle on the table, I reached and grabbed it. Y'all don't mind, do you?
Hell no. Your fine ass can get whatever you want.
I laughed and picked the bottle up, happy to see it was unopened.
You might as well stay here and kick it with us,
another one of the guys said. It was about five niggas in the section. Two of them had girls with them, and the others were all looking past their limit. Glancing at the guy who suggested I stayed, I looked him up and down. He was cute, but nothing special to double take at. What's the occasion? My time is valuable. I ran my tongue over my lips and smirked.
Our nigga getting married, so this is his last night of freedom.
My eyes squinted. I wasn't sure which one was getting married and didn't really care. None of them interested me. Bottles on y'all? I teased, laughing. The same dude licked his lips and nodded.
Hell yeah.
I laughed and raised the bottle to him. He raised the bottle that was in his hand, and the two of us took a drink. I looked back at Steve, letting him know I was going to chill for a moment. The dude seemed cool, and it was better than having everyone in my face until I left. Just as I was about to turn back around, my eyes got caught by two dudes stepping into the section, both of them equally attractive, but only one caught my eye. I brought my bottom lip between my teeth and inhaled sharply when his eyes found mine. He stood there looking good enough to eat. His cocoa brown skin was popping from the lights in the section. The red and white shirt he had on gripped his broad shoulders along with his wide chest. Looking him over, he looked like he should be a football player. Tall, thick, and muscular. He smirked at me, then slowly licked his lips, causing a heavy pulsing between my legs. He sported a goatee around his thick lips. But what caught my attention more than anything else were his gray, dark eyes. They were beautiful and only enhanced his attractiveness. The guy that walked up with him was a few inches shorter. He leaned over and said something to the man that currently held my attention. The guy crossed his arms, making his thick arms flex more. By the way he was standing, he had big dick energy written over him. It had been a little while since I had some play, and I was currently hoping Mystery Man was up to change that. The guy's eyes stayed focused on me, but he was nodding his head at whatever the dude was saying to him.
Hey, Luna.
My attention was snatched away from the guy, and my head turned. What's up?
Can a nigga get a picture? I ain't gonna cap. I'm a big fan and love seeing you on my timeline.
Smiling, I nodded my head and posed with him.
Pictures don't do you justice. You fine as hell in person.
He looked me over. I appreciate it. I smiled at him. I kept it simple tonight with a romper one of the IG boutiques sent me to wear and some gold and black wedges. My dreads that were now in a bun on the top of my head were freshly twisted and I had gotten them dyed a mocha brown. My makeup was kept minimal, but even without it, I was a bad bitch.
My boy's treating you right?
My head whipped to the side, and in front of me was the guy that captured my attention the moment he stepped in the section. I smiled at him and nodded. They are. I lifted the bottle in my hand. He licked his lips and looked me over.
Why you look so familiar?
His head tilted. My eyes squinted.
Bro, you don't know who this is?
His friend said, causing the guy to cut his eyes in his direction. The dude tossed his hands up and backed up.
Come sit with me.
He grabbed my hand and didn't wait for me to answer him back. When he touched me, I jumped slightly. My stomach fluttered, and my hands suddenly became sweaty. What the fuck? The guy led me to one of the couches in the sections. I went to sit next to him, but instead, he pulled me on his lap, catching me off guard.
What's your name?
I frowned. You really don't know me? Hell yeah, I was offended right now. I know I wasn't no big-time celebrity, but most people knew me.
I just asked your name, right?
He gave me a blank look. Smacking my lips, I rolled my eyes and lifted the bottle to my mouth to take a drink. The guy grabbed the bottle, touching my hand in the process. My breath hitched.
It's rude as fuck not to answer a question directed at you.
He pushed the bottle down. I stared into his gray eyes, easily getting lost in them. Are those your real eyes? He balled his face up.
The fuck you think I got in contacts?
I snickered at his rash reaction. Hey, nowadays you never know. I shrugged. His frown deepened.
You gonna tell me your name or keep insulting me?
Smacking my lips, I repositioned myself on his lap. My name is Luna Star.
I don't want your name that you host with or whatever the hell you do. I want your real name.
Luna Star. He stared at me for a second before throwing his head back and laughing, his arms wrapped around my waist tightly, causing me to melt into them.
Yo, what the fuck kind of name is that?
Smacking my lips again, I rolled my eyes. My grandma named me. She was into astronomy real heavy. He continued to laugh, and eventually I joined in with him. Normally, I would get annoyed when people came for my name. I had grown to love it over time. I loved that it was different. Hearing his laugh caused a usual stirring in my belly, and the back of my neck grew warm. It's not that funny, I said between laughs. His grip on me grew tighter.
Nah, you're right. It's actually kind of cute. You named after the moon and shit.
Are you going to keep clowning my name or tell me yours? His eyes fell on me with an intense stare.
Bash.
This time I laughed. I know your mama ain't named you Bash. He smirked.
Nah, she didn't. But I just ain't tell you my real name.
I poked my lip out. Why? I told you mine.
Because I hate my damn name.
He leaned in and nuzzled his face into my neck.
Your perfume smells good.
My heart started beating faster.
Hey, Bash, man, what you doing? You know, mind your business.
Bash snapped his head up and glared at his friend. It was the same dude from earlier that originally invited me to stay in the section. The guy looked from me to him and shook his head before turning and walking out. And you call me rude? My nose scrunched up.
Yeah, well, that nigga see I'm busy.
He called over the girl that was in charge of their section to order another drink before last call. I ended up staying in their section until the lights came on and the club started to clear out.
I got a hotel for the night. You trying to slide through?
I looked behind me into Bash's low eyes. I could tell he wasn't drunk, but he had a nice buzz. I giggled and nodded. I didn't make it a habit of going home with random niggas from the club because that's how you got a bad rep in this line of business. People already had their thoughts about us, and I didn't want to prove anyone right. The two of us stood up just as the one guy he walked in the section with walked up.
You going back to the room?
He asked Bash,
not even looking at me. I wasn't feeling the vibe I was getting from him. It was rude and standoffish. Bash licked his lips.
Yeah. You going home or grabbing someone?
The guy shook his head.
Nah, I'm heading to the crib. I'll see you in the morning.
The guy gave him a weird look before the two of them slapped hands. Bash went off and spoke to his friends. All of them turned to look at me, but I didn't mind. I was used to the attention. I went and talked to Steve briefly, assuring him I'd be okay. I just need to go grab my stuff from the DJ booth, I told him when we stepped down on the main floor. He led me to the DJ booth where Joey was packing up.
I wondered what the hell happened to you, she said when I stepped up next to her.
She looked over her booth down at Bash.
Bitch, who's that?
I collected my things. His name is Bash. I'm about to leave with him. Joey frowned.
You sure that's safe?
Yeah, we're going to a hotel. I'll text you when I get there. The two of us talked for a little longer before saying our goodbyes. My legs were on Bash's shoulders. His hands were behind my knees, and he was pumping in and out of me. Each time his dick pushed further into me, I felt like a piece of my soul was snatched away. His dick filled my walls perfectly, and every time he tried to pull back, my pussy sucked him back in.
Damn, this some good shit,
he mumbled while he looked down. Instead of responding, I arched my back up, moaning loudly. My hand went to my breasts, and I gripped them tightly. Bash stared down at me, his eyes piercing into me, causing my already slippery slopes to grow wetter. He let go of one of my legs and leaned down so my knee was practically touching my ear. He dug his face into my neck and kissed it roughly. My hand went to the back of his head, and my eyes rolled to the back of mine.
Fuck, I'm almost there,
I cried, squeezing my pussy walls. He kissed down my neck to my chest. His tongue ran along my hardened nipples. He smacked my hand off the other one and grabbed it roughly. His stroke slowed down, and he started circling his hips into mine. I yelled, coming on his dick. He paused for a second before pulling back and pushing deep into me a few more times. My back arched and I clenched the sheets. Instantly, my body felt lighter. Bash lifted his head and licked his lips. He glanced down and slowly lifted up and out of me.
Flip over. Now it's time for me to fuck this shit up.
His eyes roamed my body hungrily. Lowering my eyes to his dick, a spark shot through my pussy. He was blessed with both girth and length. It was smooth, looking like whipped butter, and a couple shades darker than him. The sight of his bulging veins caused my body to grow hotter. Rolling over, I turned on my stomach and propped my ass in the air. Bash positioned himself behind me and shoved himself inside me. A low groan left my mouth, and I grabbed the sheets in front of me. He started fucking me wildly from behind, every so often smacking my ass cheeks in the process. Not the one to be outdone. I threw my ass back, matching him stroke for stroke.
Keep throwing that ass back.
He slapped my cheeks again. It sounded like a round of applause throughout the room. Bash wrapped one of his arms around my waist and lifted me up. One of his forearms wrapped around my neck and the other my waist. He rubbed my clit roughly and pumped faster in and out of me. Bash, I cried, gripping his wrist.
Say my name, just like that.
He bent down and kissed my shoulder. Bash kissed his way to my neck and sucked on it. I wasn't sure if it was because it had been a few months or if he was just fucking me good, but Bash was sending my body into a wave of passion I never felt before. I held onto his wrist tightly, digging my nails into it. My back arched and my head went back. Bash, I moaned out, coming again.
Shit,
he grunted, giving me a few more strokes before his body jerked.
He bit down on my shoulder. The pain only intensified my orgasm. He held me tightly, kissing on the spot his teeth had just pierced until he finally was finished coming. His hand gently stroked my lower lips, causing me to lowly moan. A tremor shot through me when he pulled out and his arms slowly unwrapped from around me. I fell forward and closed my eyes, getting my breathing under control. I could hear Bash moving around the room, but I was too winded to see what he was doing. A few seconds later, he came over and slapped his hands over my ass cheeks.
I hate to be this nigga, but you gotta head out.
I mumbled something, then turned away from him.
Hey, I'm for real. It's time for you to roll out.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm tired, I whined, squeezing my eyes shut.
Moon.
Who the hell is Moon? I mumbled.
Yo ass. Luna Moon, come on. You gotta head out.
Again, he slapped my ass cheeks. I groaned. Just let me get a few hours of sleep in. He mumbled something before I felt the bed sink in. Moving over to him, I snuggled into him and got comfortable.
You only stay in for a couple hours. Then you gotta go.
Okay, I mumbled. I started to doze off until my eyes slightly opened when his arms wrapped around me and pulled me closer to him. I woke up to Bash moving around the hotel room in a hurry. At first, I was confused about where I was, until I remembered the night we shared together.
I'm glad you up. I fucking overslept. You for real got to go.
He didn't even look at me. I balled my face up but didn't say anything back. I don't know what I expected. He didn't know me, and I went home with him after a few minutes of talking to him. I found my things piled on the edge of the bed and quickly put them on, snatching my phone and keys up afterwards.
Hey, Moon.
He grabbed me before I could walk to the door. I looked down at his hand on my wrist and swallowed hard.
Last night was fun.
He leaned over and kissed my temple. I sighed and closed my eyes, savoring the feel of his lips. Soon, he let me go.
Be safe.
He nodded at me. I stared at him for a few seconds before nodding and continuing to the door. A sense of disappointment shot through me. I wished he would have tried to get my number so we could meet up again or something, but I chalked it up. I shouldn't have gone into this expecting anything. I wanted one thing, and that's what I got. Even though I found Bash attractive and was curious to get to know him more, I had a feeling this would probably be the last time I saw him. Luna Star. 2 years and some months later. Sayana, please don't fight me this morning, I groaned, trying to comb through the curly mane on the top of her head. No, she cried, attempting to wiggle from between my legs. At 1 year old, my daughter was proving that terrible twos were an understatement. But with me as her mama, I wouldn't expect anything less. Sayana was me through and through. Her feisty personality was already in full effect. Do you want to walk around looking nappy-headed and unloved? I looked down at her with a stern look. Sayana tilted her head up and gave me the same look, narrowing her dark gray eyes. I sighed and shook my head. You know what? You win. Instead of fighting her, I grabbed some moisturizer, squirted it on my hands, and ran it through her hair. At least it wouldn't be dry looking. Sayana smiled at me like she knew she had won. Shaking my head, I picked her up and kissed her cheek. When they say your daughter will give you the blues you gave your mama, they weren't lying. I laughed and kissed her cheek again. Sayana leaned up and wrapped her small arms around me, laying her head on my chest. Moments like this I loved, no matter how stubborn she was. My baby never hesitated showing me love. When I first found out I was pregnant, I was terrified. I was in no position to become a mother. I was living the best years of my life, traveling, making money, and coming and going as I pleased. I didn't have to answer to anyone or worry about anyone but me. The first month I missed my period, I knew what was up. It was the month after I spent that marvelous night with him. My period was always on time, like clockwork. I was always careful, but when I was ovulating, I was extra careful. The night I spent with him, I had had so many drinks that I didn't check and make sure a condom was used. I didn't really care at the moment either. I was so caught up in my hormones and the infatuation I had with him that night that I only cared about how good he was making me feel. After my missed period, I didn't take a test right away. I was in denial for a while until the morning sickness came. That's when I forced myself to get checked out. Sayana's small snores broke me out of my thoughts momentarily. I looked down at her innocent face, and guilt hit me. When I got the confirmation I was pregnant, I instantly wanted to terminate. My baby was conceived on a one-night stand. I had no way to reach her father, and I was still living the party life. That all changed after my first appointment. The moment my little blob showed up on the screen, the thoughts of termination instantly went away. I sucked it up and prepared for motherhood. Now here I was almost 3 years later with Sayana, and I loved everything about her. Joelle and my family were there for me a lot during my pregnancy. It wasn't an easy one, but I pushed through it. "I love you, baby girl," I mumbled, kissing her forehead. I needed to finish getting ready so I could drop her off to my mom's house. I had a shoot today and I couldn't be late. When I became pregnant, I didn't stop doing my club hosting. I did cut back the traveling, but before I started showing, I did as many events as I could. Companies were still paying me to sponsor their products, and I was still growing fans on IG. I eventually picked up on modeling when my pregnancy came out. I thought my career was over, but all it did was open more doors for me. A popular maternity line came across my IG and reached out. I didn't want to make modeling a career, but I didn't mind doing a shoot here and there. Going into my room, I laid Sayana on my bed so I could finish getting ready. My dreads had grown a lot since my pregnancy, and every day I looked at them, I contemplated if I wanted to cut them. Pulling them up in a ponytail on the top of my head, I proceeded to do my edges, leaving my makeup alone for the shoot. Once satisfied with my look, I grabbed my things and daughter and headed for the door.
"Your pictures look great, Luna,"
the photographer mentioned, looking at the camera in front of me. I grabbed the robe on the rack next to me and put it on. Making my way over to him, I stood behind him looking over his shoulder.
"These do look great," I complimented.
My eyes examined the photos before cringing slightly.
"You're going to edit those, right?"
He looked behind me and nodded.
"You know we got you."
A satisfied breath left my mouth. "Good." I continued looking over the photos, deciding they were good enough that a redo wasn't needed. After speaking with my agent, I headed for the dressing room to get dressed. As soon as I stepped into the room and shut the door, I went to the mirror and dropped the robe that I was wearing. The lingerie I was currently in looked good on my body. Sayana put a little extra weight on me, but it wasn't in a bad way. It filled my body out more, and my ass was a little fatter. My eyes traveled down to my stomach, and a small pinch shot through my chest. Sayana left me with something else, too. I ran my hand over the scar from my C-section. I honestly hated it, and no matter what I did to try and smooth it over, it wouldn't go away. My phone started to vibrate on the vanity next to me. Breaking my attention from the mirror, I reached over and picked it up.
"Hey, boo,"
I answered, seeing it was Joey.
"Hey, how was your shoot?"
I walked over to where my clothes were hanging up so I could get dressed. Putting it on speaker, I sat my phone on the couch arm next to me.
"It was good.
The pictures turned out really good." Sitting down, I grabbed my jeans so I could put them on. That's good.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?